This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dr. Jack here on Good Day Health. Dr. Jack Stockwell, look, a chiropractor, GAPS practitioner. He is in the know, and he's here right now to serve you.
Welcome to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com, and glad to be with you once again. Here is a part of the Good Day Health Show program with Doug. And I started introducing brain exercises, brain food, stuff like that in a previous show. What I want to do now is get into a little of anatomy of the brain, because you hear about the lobes. You hear about the frontal and the temporal and parietal and occipital. And it's just such a fantastic, fantastic it's probably the most complex functioning autonomous structure in all of existence that we have ever run across so far, even more than AI computers. And whether it is the central nervous system of a cat or the central nervous system of a galloping stallion or the central nervous system of a human being, it's just a marvelously complex yet simple to understand if you get past the initial, you know, complexity of its organization. Once you see how it works, it's just absolutely miraculous that something this small compared to what it is able to create is just an absolute miracle of nature. And I, of course, consider it the handiwork of God. So I want to spend a little time on that. When I first went to chiropractic college, and chiropractic college is 10 semesters, it's actually a year longer than med school, because in chiropractic college, you get an awful lot more diagnosis than you would get in your basic medical education. Once you decided whatever you wanted to specialize in and then went on to an internship and then maybe residency after that, you'd of course, get all the possible diagnoses you could get in that particular specialty. But in the basic medical school, it's a little bit different. The first 2 years of chiropractic college are the same as the first 2 years of med school. It's how the body works, how it's put together, all its parts and pieces, and how it integrates. The second 2 years of med school is rounds in the hospital to all the various organal systems of the human body and what's involved. And you get introduced to all of that stuff. And in the last 3 years of chiropractic college, you're spending a lot of time in the public clinic, working with patients right from the beginning. So the very first semester of chiropractic college, the very first class is Neuroanatomy 1. And we're going to study the brain and the spinal cord for the next 3.5 months. And that's just Neuroanatomy 1. There's actually two more central nervous system classes to follow this one. But I remember sitting there and just awestruck at the marvelous aspects of the human brain, how not just how fragile it is in the sense of concussion or brain injuries or degeneration later on in the sense of dementia, but how easy it is to take care of the brain nutritionally if you make sure the brain is getting the food that it wants. So I'm going to talk to you today about the various lobes of the brain. Where in the brain does this happen? How do we, you know, where do we hear? Yeah, I know the ear, but where do we interpret that? Where do we see? See, we don't see in our eyes. Our eyes don't see. Our eyes are antennas that pick up electromagnetic signals from the electromagnetic spectrum out there, which a very small part of it is actually visible light. And the electrical signals that are created on the rods and the cones of the retina travel through the optic nerve back to the occipital lobe in the very back of your head, where the seeing actually takes place. And then there's other parts of the brain that have to interpret what the occipital lobe actually sees. It's not like you got a TV camera back there. So I want to start with this and just express some of these things here that so fascinated me, and I think maybe you might find some fascination in it as well. The frontal lobe, which is the right there, you know, above your eyes, it goes from the frontal bone from one side of your head to the other in the front, not back over above the ear, but just in the front and above the eyes. This is the largest part. This is the largest of all the lobes of the brain. And it's directly behind the forehead. It stretches between the temples. And the frontal lobe controls the really important cognitive skills, like emotional expression, trying to solve problems, part of your memory, language interpretation, language speech, judgment, and sexual behavior as well. Now, there's other parts of the brain that play a role in these things, but this is where the center of that kind of activity takes place. Children that have ADD often have delays in the development of the frontal cortex, the frontal lobe of the brain. And this is also people who blurt things out when there's some degenerative problems that happen later in life or a brain injury that might happen earlier. When they start blurting things out, it could be funny, it may not be appropriate, but it controls our emotional drive. It controls goal setting, motivation, planning, but also depression. Now, how do we know these things? Well, let me start by telling you, if you're just tuning in, I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. I've been doing the Good Day Health Show with Doug for well over a decade, probably one and a half decades by now, maybe more. And I've been talking about the brain. And today I want to talk about the parts of the brain, the lobes of the brain, and what they do. And I'm starting off here with the frontal lobe, which is the largest of the lobes. It's the and then there's the prefrontal cortex that's even a smaller part of this, which is where your personality resides. What makes you you? So when I'm talking about how we know that this is where these areas of the brain are these functions of the brain are located, they did this with autopsies that were done on people who had strokes and thereafter died, but they stayed long enough that when the examining physicians would try to figure out what had happened to them, maybe they lost the ability to speak. Maybe they couldn't hear. Maybe they couldn't reason. Maybe they could write out words, but they couldn't speak words. Just all the different intricacies of the brain. And so on autopsy, after this patient had passed away, they would find in the brain where the stroke occurred. Oh, that's where we interpret sound. Oh, that's where our anger comes from. Like someone who had been normal, they had a brain injury or a stroke or a TIA or something, and suddenly they become extremely angry people when they weren't before. When they're on autopsy after death, they would find here's the stroke in this part of the lobe of this part of the brain. That's where anger comes from. This is interesting. Well, they've been able to map out the whole brain using that methodology to know where most of the things that occur in our reasoning, our cognition, memory, whatever else, we got a pretty good idea where those things are located. Now, this part of the brain, the frontal lobe, also controls your fine motor skills like handwriting or knitting. And if handwriting begins to be noticeably worse or smaller, this can be a sign of a frontal lobe issue, but it's also a sign of Parkinson's. If you've got somebody that's beginning to indicate something might be wrong with the nervous system or motor control, and suddenly when they write stuff out, it's smaller than the way they used to write it, you might want to get them checked for Parkinson's or at least frontal lobe problems. This is also, it could be the cause of poor math skills, difficulty learning a new language, difficulty learning to dance or to play sports. A lot of that coordinated stuff comes through the frontal lobe. But jigsaw puzzles and word finds are always good ideas for these people. If they begin to demonstrate any of the things I just mentioned, jigsaw puzzles and word finds. My father passed away a year ago at 96, but he did Sudoku every day. Now, I'm talking maybe an hour, hour and a half to 2 hours of Sudoku every day, and he did it in his head. He would figure it out in his head before he would actually write the numbers in the squares. He was cognizant of what was going on around him and could hold a conversation of anything back in his childhood, his experiences in World War II, whatever, right up until a couple of weeks before he passed. And I think that those brain exercises had a lot to do with it. Some of the symptoms of impairment of the frontal lobe would be weakness on one side of the body or the face, starting to fall down when you weren't falling. That could be a Parkinson's symptom, but it also could be an indicator of low testosterone. The inability to problem solve, a difficulty where you might have been a great organizer and suddenly you just can't put two and two together anymore. I don't mean mathematically. You're just having a hard time figuring out what you have to do from here, there, to get there. Reduced creativity. They may have been really good at art at some time. And it's not that the art begins looking juvenile. It's just the creation that went into their work earlier begins to disappear. Impaired judgment. Suddenly they might have to spend an awful lot of time in casinos, gambling, or excessive spending, where they were penny pinchers before, suddenly they're spending all kinds of money. Reduced sense of smell or taste, but that could be low zinc. And depression, that might be a vitamin B deficiency or low methylation taking place inside the body. But it could be a frontal lobe problem, changes in behavior, low motivation, where they could always get up and get things done. Suddenly they don't care that much anymore. Or even a low attention span, where they were great students, suddenly they're easily distracted. Could be a sign of something going on there. We're going to go to a break here before too much longer, and when we get back, I want to talk about the temporal lobes, the lobes that are on the side of your head. So I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell. We'll continue with more of the Good Day Health Show coming up next.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. So I talked to you about the frontal lobe, and I want to talk to you about the temporal lobes. These lobes are behind the ears and are the second largest lobe. And their function is associated with processing auditory information and the encoding of memory. In other words, the things that you hear, your ability to interpret, it's one thing for your ears to pick up sound waves through the atmosphere. And it's another thing for the inner ear mechanism to conduct that information to the brain. It's another thing for the brain to make sense of it, which is things that develop in our childhood. And so the integration and the encoding of this information and the encoding of your memories, like your grandmother's perfume or the smell of your favorite food, that may sound kind of simple, but you could be walking through a department store and you smell a particular kind of perfume, because if you're in that area of the department store, and immediately you think of your grandmother. Or maybe you immediately think of a girlfriend that you had in high school or knew a girl in high school that wore that perfume every day, and you hadn't thought about her in 20 years. No high school reunions or any other reason to bring that up. Or some guy's jade mist perfume or Old Spice or whatever else, a cologne that they may not use anymore. But not only do you remember that person, you might remember the moment you first smelled that aroma with that person and on the stairs in a high school, out on the football field, riding on the school bus, whatever else. That encoded memory is a part of the temporal lobes, the part of your brain that's up and above and behind your ears. The hippocampus is also associated, it's involved. And the hippocampus is where a lot of memory is involved, emotional processing is involved, your circadian rhythm, your ability to sleep and be awake and to be asleep and to be awake. And in this area of stress, it can cause insomnia. Sometimes the inability to sleep, where you were able to sleep fine before, is indicative of something that could be going on in the temporal lobe. It could also cause you to be fatigued during the day, even though there's not a physical reason for fatigue. Suddenly you just, man, I just can't go. And your blood test looks good. Your testosterone levels are good. Most of the lab results don't indicate that there's a reason at all for you to be so fatigued. It could be tied up with the temporal lobe. So how do you help it? You're going to love this. These are some great exercises for the temporal lobe. chanting, yes, chanting, dancing, drumming, rhythmic movements are helpful. I know that before I do my radio show, local radio show, my opening bumper is China Grove from the Doobie Brothers. And I'll let it play for several seconds as I'm beating out the percussion rhythm with my fingers on the board before I turn the microphone on. It kind of gets me set, gets me getting going. Listening to lots of different kinds of music, not being focused on one particular kind, but listening to a lot of different kinds of music. There are those who claim that exposing infants, newborns and infants, to classical music while they're in their crib, whether asleep or whatever else, different kinds of classical music helps to speed up the development of that part of the brain. Humming and singing, you know, the old thing, sing like no one is listening. That's great exercise for the temporal lobes. And who cares if they're listening anyway, because we're going to be singing for our own enjoyment anyway. Join a choir, join a glee club. Just that strong vocal expression is what I'm talking about. Coming up here right after the break, I'm going to talk about the parietal lobes and how important they are. We'll continue with more of the Good Day Health Show. Next, I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com.
This is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The first named storm of the year is churning in the Gulf of Mexico.
However, it is not expected to last long and is no direct threat to the U.S. The National Hurricane Center found Arlene had tropical storm force winds, allowing for it to be upgraded from a depression. Arlene is expected to keep moving south over the next day. The National Weather Service issued a flood watch for parts of South Florida. I'm Ryan Daniels.
President Biden will sign the debt ceiling bill today. Nearly 300 people are dead, close to 1,000 injured, after three trains collided in eastern India. Officials say they expect the death toll to climb. Churchill Downs suspending racing operations as officials continue to look into safety measures at the track. The past month has seen 12 horses die as a result of injuries. Corey Myers, USA News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car.
How
How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now. I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code STRONG for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code STRONG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code STRONG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Dr. Jack Stockwell as we continue here on Good Day Health.
Welcome back to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. Now, the parietal lobe is one of the major lobes of the brain. It's located around the upper back area in the skull. I always thought that when you see somebody, you know, if they're in deep thought or they're not paying attention to necessarily nervous behavior, and they kind of bring their hand up to the side of the head and they start scratching, they're almost always scratching on top of the parietal lobe. And I remember, because I would see some classmates doing that during testing, and I remember asking the professor, our neuroanatomy professor, are they trying to stimulate the parietal lobe when they do that? And he had never considered that. He had never heard that question before. And he said, you know what? And he looks at my name tag, Dr. Stockwell, he would call us doctors. We weren't doctors yet. That's a great idea. I'm going to look into that. But I don't remember anything ever happening after that. But that's where it is. It's located up around the upper back of the area of the skull. And it processes sensory information that comes in from the outside world, mainly in the area of touch, taste, temperature. And if people get up in the night to use the bathroom, they might be a little unstable in a dark room and need to use a nightlight. Whereas before they weren't, that might be a part of some parietal lobe indication. So how do you help it? Well, sensory stimulation to the opposite side of the body from the impairment with ice, with heat, with TENS units. Massage can help activate that parietal lobe, a full body massage, not just massage of that area. And interestingly enough, games that involve sorting symbols and shapes, and especially jigsaw puzzles. Now, when I was talking about the frontal lobe, and I was suggesting crossword, word search, Sudoku, these kinds of brain games are good for the frontal lobe. For the parietal lobe, something that is very good is jigsaw puzzles help to keep that information going. And when you do this, when you do these kinds of things, especially with puzzles, and you're right-handed, don't just sit there with your left hand in your lap and you're moving the pieces all around with your right hand. Get your left hand involved as well. because this will bring the cerebellum in the very back part of your brain into play. It's the old crossover stuff. It's kind of like why babies should be allowed to crawl their legs off when they're little children, because that forward and backward motion of the hands and the knees on the carpet or the floor as they're crawling along integrates both right and left sides of the brain, especially the cerebellum, where a lot of our coordination comes from. But when it comes to the parietal lobe, when you're doing puzzles, especially a jigsaw puzzle, use the left hand. Pick the pieces up with the left hand. You might want to use your right. And of course, vice versa, if you're left-handed, make sure both hands get involved. You might put the piece into the puzzle with whatever handed you are, right or left, but make sure the left hand is involved. And then that leaves the occipital lobe. Now, this is where it's the smallest lobe of the brain. It's right in the very, it's where your neck connects to the back of your head. And some of you might feel a little bump back there as a part of the skull, but it's the very back rear portion of the brain itself. It's the smallest lobe, and it's connected to perceiving and processing visual information from the world. There are actually two of these lobes, one, you know, for each hemisphere of the brain. And people who have impaired function may see occasional flashes of light or persistence of a visual image even after it's been removed. That sticks around for, you know, it's like when you stare at an object for 30 seconds and then you look away and you can still see that image. That's the occipital lobe, but that should disappear pretty quick. If it continues there for a while, there could be some occipital lobe interference. Visual floaters can also be a tip off of some kind of dysfunction. You want to have your eye doctor check for floaters always at your annual checkup and make sure they have a record of this that they compare to. But this is also the part of your brain that deals with distance perception and depth perception. You know, you're looking forward. Oh, that's about 25 feet away. That's at least 100 feet away. That processing is going in the occipital lobe there in the back of your head. Or depth perception. When you're walking along a sidewalk and the white light comes on across the street, and maybe there's not a lowered area of the cement there. You've got to step off of the curb into the street. The occipital lobe is looking at that and processing muscle coordination so that you can step off easily, whether it's a 3-inch step or a whole foot step. Your occipital lobe is looking at that. Color determination. You ever try to pick out colors with your spouse when you're going to paint something? One of the two of you is going to rule in the matter, but they may see the color a little differently than you see the color. What color? Well, it's mauve. Yeah, I think it's more purple. No, it's mauve, honey. No, it's, you know, it doesn't matter. It's okay that you both see it a little bit different. You just want to make sure one doesn't say it's red and the other one says it's green. Object recognition. A cup as opposed to a glass. I know this may sound a little simple, but this is where that part of the brain. And when there's parts of the brain there that are involved with a stroke or a TIA or some other kind of dysfunction, these are the kinds of problems that begin to show up. Now, I know you don't have any of these things as I'm talking to you now. I know you don't have any of these things going on. And it's the things that we want to do to make sure that these parts of our brain stay good and healthy. And along with object recognition is facial recognition. Some people, you know, are terrible with names, but they never forget a face. There are some people who forget a face. And there's a particular condition called prosopagnosia. And I learned that in my first neuroanatomy class. I found that absolutely fascinating. It's a horrible condition that exists in the brain. And it's where you may have been married to somebody for 40 years and you get a little stroke in that area of the brain. And this condition sets in where you can't remember a face. So it happens to men and women equally. But let's just suppose it happens to the father of the home. Or grandfather, because I want to try to age relate this a bit. Granddad's sitting there, and he obviously is having a stroke, and he's rushed off to the hospital, and intermediary assistance and care, and maybe they're able to stop it from getting any worse. But that one critical area of the brain becomes subject to dysfunction because of this. And now all of a sudden, he looks at his spouse and he doesn't know who she is. He knows he has a spouse. Her name is Gloria. They had 6 kids. They've been married for 58 years. She's still the love of his life. But he looks at that face and he doesn't know who that is. And then after they talk for a while and she holds his hand, the memory comes back. Oh, my goodness, sweetheart. For a moment there, I didn't know who you were. Now, here's the sad part. He will turn his head because somebody just walked in the room to get his attention. And he'll turn his head back and he won't know who she is. And he'll have to go through that same recognition system all over again. Oh, Gloria, it's you. Can you imagine the horror of living under a condition like that? That's one of the things that occurs in the occipital lobe. Now, what can you do to strengthen? Now, the vitamin of the nervous system in the brain, and the brain needs all of them, is particularly the B vitamins. B vitamins are the vitamins of the nervous system. And you want a good, good food source of B vitamins. But what can you do to strengthen this area of the brain? Well, visualization of movement. There's a reason why in some of these hospice centers or some nursing homes for advanced cases that they have nature shows on. It's not that they're absent of violence. It's not that they're just kind of nice and sweet. It's because they're full of movement. The animals that you're watching, the lions of the Serengeti or the elephants or the giraffes or the wolves of the north or the whales of the ocean, there's constant movement. Your eyes focused on constant movement is a great, you're just sitting there watching a basketball or football game, that kind of stuff. Your eyes focused on movement keeps that lobe healthy. Colors and objects, seeing a wide variety of colors, seeing a wide variety of objects. Now, again, I know this sounds simplistic, but just walking through a grocery store, and not just pushing the cart to the section of the store you want to go to. Look at the things that you're passing. Whether you're going through the bread or the potato chip or the vegetable sections in produce. Have your eyes scanning around as you're passing through these things. That information is coming into the brain. It's coming in fast and is being processed fast. That keeps the occipital lobe active. Closing one eye. I just remember that. Closing one eye while you're looking at a brain teaser can also support this part of the brain, because this is also known as the visual cortex, the occipital cortex, where visual processing takes place. And by that I mean distance, depth, color, objects, movement, the kind of information that the eyes pick up. Now, whether you're aware of it or not, your eyes are picking up information constantly, as long as you're awake. Your ears, even if you're asleep, your ears are picking up information constantly. The tactile input of information in the brain that comes through your fingertips, even if you're turning over in sleep, in bed, and you're completely asleep, that information is coming into the brain, and the brain is constantly trying to process this stuff and make sense out of it. And even though you're asleep, this kind of information continues. Now, there's one last little part of the brain, and that's the cerebellum. And it's the it coordinates movement, it regulates temperature, it enables speech, it helps with judgment, it helps with hearing and touch. And this is why a lot of people who get diagnosed with brain tumors, they have issues with brain function that steadily declines until they start to seek help. And this is an area of the brain where that so often happens before they even realize that there's a problem. Usually it's a member of the family that sees them exhibiting some deficiency that they begin to see this stuff. People who tend to get car sick or seasick easy, people who dislike patterns that are like too busy, like stripes and zigzags, I know that some of the advice I've been given when I deal with brain patients, especially patients that have had traumatic brain injuries, don't have a lot of colors around, don't have a lot of stripes. Wear neutral colors. My scrubs are black. I always wear black, and I keep kind of dull colors in my consultation office because I know this, but they don't, that this information is going into the brain. And if they've had concussions, and I take care of those. If they've had traumatic brain injuries, and I take care of those. I want things to be as peaceful and calm as possible. Well, that'll do it for how the brain is put together. I want to get into neurotransmitters, and I think I might do that in the next show. Coming up soon here, I'm going to be joining Doug in just a few minutes to finish the show. You can get our podcast at Good Day Health Show. My podcast at ForbiddenDoctor.com. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell. Stick around as I join Doug.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you. Oh, 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 oh,
oh. Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
With patriotsoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
So it's great business time for Calitrin. I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix bad product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 90-90 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I started my business in 1986 and began paying employees. I would handwrite checks and say, "Here you go. Don't cash it until Tuesday." That came to a screeching halt when a teenage employee said his dad wanted to see his pay stub. "Pay stub? We don't have pay stubs. Get back to work." He said, "Dad works for the government and state law requires I receive a pay stub." Uh-oh. Hi, I'm Mike Capel, CEO of Patriot Software. After many emergency calls, I learned how to correctly withhold payroll taxes and create pay stubs. I avoided handcuffs and an orange jumpsuit that day, barely. That's why I created Patriot Software, to help small business owners do their payroll taxes correctly with pay stubs. And if you need help, we will help you for free. Go to patriotsoftware.com and enter promo code RADIO, and I'll give you 2 months of payroll processing free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
After the hour now, Good Day Health. We are in the presence of greatness now. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here to share some thoughts with us as part of the Good Day Health Hour and the Good Day Health information that he passes along every week. GoodDayHealthShow.com, where you get the podcast, one of the recent podcasts that Jack, who is a NUCA chiropractor and a GAPS practitioner, explained why we have become an obese nation. We eat too. It's pretty simple. Do you mind if I take a shot at that?
It's a rough guess, but go for it.
Eating too much fat and not getting enough exercise. How about that?
Doug, I got to take issue with that.
Really?
Eating fat doesn't make you fat.
It depends on the fat.
It's carbohydrates.
But the
carbohydrates
turn into fats, don't they?
If you're not getting enough carbohydrate, your body can make proteins out of fats.
Mm-hmm. In this podcast, you talk about one of the diets that was based on low fats and how it created more health problems than it fixed. So that's the point that
you're making. That's true. Yeah. No, your body needs fats, but it needs good fats, saturated fats. It needs animal fats.
For
not
your brain.
The bad oils.
Doesn't it need
for
one of the other podcasts?
Well, your brain, the dry weight of your brain is more than 50% fat. Mm-hmm. That your brain uses fat for several energy sources, but also for insulation. Between the nerve fibers in the brain, the insulating, you know, it's just like the plastic covering on electric wires.
Yep.
To insulate the electrical signals that are going on between the nerves. But it's carbohydrates that make us fat, not fats.
So when someone calls you a fathead, it's
they're
nice.
Accurate.
Actually,
They're accurate.
Right, exactly. All right. All these podcasts available free at GoodDayHealthShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. This is MS Day. What causes multiple sclerosis? Why do people? I've never really understood. I know I have a friend who's a farmer who has MS, and I know there are gradient levels of the disease. It's worse in countries like Turkey and India than it is here.
Yeah.
But we still have a problem with it. So that's what Multiple Sclerosis Day is all about, trying to have the world understand. But you don't catch MS, right? It's just you get it.
No. The two major causes of MS, in my experience, because I have MS patients, is either trauma or toxicity.
Somewhere they got poisoned. Somewhere they got poisoned with a particular kind of toxicity the body can't get rid of, and it attacks the myelin sheath of the nerves. Wow. And that myelin sheath is the fat that we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And when that sheath begins to degrade and actually come apart over nerves that are involved with our ability to stand up and move around, mm-hmm. we have a hard time standing up and moving around.
Yeah.
What we do with our MS patients is a strong nutritional protocol.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's all about nutrition. It's all about
yes.
what you're putting into your body. It's balancing, you know, the product that I'm talking about, Balance 7, which balances
yes.
acid and alkalinity in your body. It's the same kind of thing. So that begs the question as we get into the grilling season. A lot of people grill all year long, but most people like to do it in the summertime. And whether or not grilled foods cause cancer. We have something to this effect on our website, foodfarmfamily.com. I wondered what your take was on whether all cooking or grilling outside that blackens the food, is it all bad for you?
Yeah, that's the theory. That's the theory. The problem is the food itself. If you're going to be grilling brisket and steaks and chops and hot dogs and whatever, where did that stuff come from? Did it come from commercial food lots that's loaded with pesticides, herbicides, hormones, antibiotics, or did it come from grass-pastured animals? My point is it doesn't make any difference whether you're grilling it or you're baking it or you're frying it. If it's a commercially produced meat, you're asking for trouble.
Wow, I hadn't thought about it that way. No, that's why Jack's here. Jack Stockwell. All right, let's talk about the FDA admitting that cocoa flavonoids are good for your cardiovascular health.
Flavonoids are flavanols are phytonutrients. They're part of plants that actually help the heart. We've known that for a long time, but when the FDA comes out and says something good about a food, it gets my attention.
Right.
Because the FDA is primarily there to make the world safe for drugs.
Mm-hmm.
But it was involved with a Harvard University study, and it was published in the Journal of Clinical Nutrition. The paper found that people who consumed as much as 500 milligrams, which is not much, of cocoa flavanols per day significantly reduces one's risk of dying from heart disease,
wow.
as well as suffering from a major cardiovascular event. Now, that doesn't mean milk chocolate.
Oh,
that
come on.
That means the dark stuff.
Darker,
because the
Jack.
More sugar you put in there, the worse it is.
Stockwell here on Good Day Health.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit BobKSound.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.